In chapter 14 of the Gospel of St. Luke, we read that the Lord said, "Come, for all things are now ready." This was His call to deliverance from the bondage of unforgiven sin. But we have a second come later in this chapter, in which Jesus said, "If any man come to me and hate not," this is the second come, which is a command to discipleship. So many of us find the call to deliverance, but we flee the command to discipleship. There's a great difference between being a believer and being a disciple, because salvation is free, but in order to become a soul winner, there are certain demands. The first of these is adjusted relationships. Verse 26 says, "If any man or woman come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." This is a tremendous demand, because it means putting your entire family relationships upon a new footing. Before, you went with every member of your family, but now, because you are a believer, you must refuse to cooperate. You went with them to undesirable places. You conformed to non-Christian customs. You agreed with them to lie and cheat and deceive. Now, you have to withdraw, and to that extent, you make bad friends of your own loved ones. Moreover, the Lord says, you must hate your own self also, which touches what is known as ego, the secret shrine at which we all worship. It involves our ambitions, our aspirations, and our appetites. Our entire career may need to be changed. Our intention of reaching fame or wealth may have to be abandoned, and we shall have to give up pandering to our own personal tastes and desires of the flesh. Yes, if we want to be a disciple, you need to adjust your relationships. The second demand is accepted reproach. For in Luke 14:27 we read, Jesus said, "Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Cross-bearing is difficult to understand because of varied customs. Some wear crosses around their necks made of silver and gold or wood. Some fashion their own crosses like the pillar saints of church history, who lived up tall pillars in order to isolate themselves from the world. But the Lord was talking about the cross of reproach, which when you become a believer involves censure and slander of the world. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:13 that we are made the filth of the world and the offscouring or the scum of all things. Are we prepared to accept this reproach gladly, or do we seek to circumvent it by compromise? We could avoid reproach by appearing to our worldly friends and associates that we are not Christians by conforming to the ritual and habits of the worldling, by listening to his or her idle talk, and by using the same language. We must be prepared to take a bold step of declaration and renunciation, and then bear the consequent cross of scorn and jest and rejection. All this, if you want to be a disciple, there must be accepted reproach. Lastly, the Lord indicated that if you desire to be a disciple, you must have adequate resources. He used two strong metaphors in that of the builder and the battler to reveal this, for he said, "Which man intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he have sufficient to finish it? Or which king going to battle against another king consulteth not first whether he be able with 10,000 to meet and to overcome him that hath 20,000? If you start building without adequate building materials and cannot finish, you become a laughingstock to your neighbors. And if you go to battle without adequate battling munitions, you suffer defeat and the battle becomes a farce." Paul refers to these two metaphors when he says, "If any man build with gold, silver and precious stones, or with wood, hay and stubble." And in Ephesians 6:12 he refers to the battling when he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our building materials are found in the Word of God. We must study to show ourselves proved unto Him, so that we can build up our own selves and others to whom we minister as disciples. The majority of believers are content to sit down week after week and listen to others ministering the Word of God. But just a few commentaries and Bible dictionaries in order to lay by a store of building materials for themselves. Our battling munitions are found when we are down on our knees in prayer. For Paul says again, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." We usually get a large attendance at the worship meeting, but only a very small band of believers is seen at the prayer meeting. The challenge of the second come of Luke 14 is contained in the epilogue in verse 33, where Jesus says, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." There are two things particularly which one needs for building and battling, which are wisdom and wiles. We think that we can build if we don't have the materials, and that we can win by cunning without munitions. We must abandon these if we want to be disciples. If any man come and desire to be a disciple, he must adjust his relationships, he must accept reproach, and he must have adequate resources.